弟兄姐妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
感谢神从年初一直把我们带到今天的十月的第一个礼拜。
Thank you, Lord. You bring us peacefully from the beginning of this year to today, the first Sunday of this October.
我们带着很大的盼望。
With great hope.
希望这个疫情早日过去。
We hope this pandemic will be over soon.
然后我们就可以到神的家一起来敬拜神。
So we can come to the home of God. We can worship together.
感谢神，虽然疫情还没有被遏制，但是没有影响我们对上帝的敬拜。
Thank you, our Lord. Even though the pandemic has yet to be stopped.But it never stopped us from worshiping our God.
我们开始前哦，简单的祷告。
Before we start, let's pray together.
天父上帝
，Our Heavenly Father,
我们在这里。
We're here.
我们就是单单的敬拜。
We just worship you here only.
求你预备我们的心。
May you prepare our hearts.
我们用心灵和诚实。
We come in front of you with our hearts and thoughts.
求你亲自悦纳。
May you accept it with grace.
师父讲的听的。
May you bless the ones who speak and the ones who listen.
在这个时刻与你相遇。
It's a moment we meet with you.
就听见你的声音。
We hear your voice.
感谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
我们不仅要听，而且要行。
We not only need to listen, we also have to act.
谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
祷告奉耶稣的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
今天我要跟弟兄姐妹分享的新教义的第一个主信息就是从耶拿书。
Today, I want to share with you from the book of Jonah.
那第四章的第一到第十一节。
And from verse 1 to verse 8.11.
那我就先读中文，那我就请郑好来帮我念英文啊。这是耶拿大大不悦，且甚发怒，就祷告耶和华说：“耶和华，我在本国的时候不是这样说吗？我知道你是有恩典、有怜悯的神，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，并且后悔不降所说的灾，所以我起诉逃往他施去。耶和华，现在求你起我的命吧，因为我死了比活着还好。”耶和华说：“你这样发怒合理吗？”于是耶拿出城。坐在城的东边，在那里为自己搭个一座棚，坐在棚的荫下，要看看那城究竟如何。耶和华神安排一棵蓖麻，使其发生高过耶拿，因而遮盖他的头，救他脱离苦楚。耶拿因这棵蓖麻大大喜乐。
But to Jonah, this seemed very, very wrong, and he became angry. He prayed to the Lord, "Is this what I said, Lord, when I was still at home? That is what I tried to foretell by fleeing to Tarshish. I knew that you are a gracious and a compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love, a God who relents from sending calamity. Now, Lord,Take away my life, for it is better for me to die than to live." But the Lord replied, "Is it right for you to be angry?" Jonah had gone out and sat down at a place east of the city. There he made himself a shelter, sat in the shade, and waited to see what would happen to the city. Then the Lord God provided a leafy plant and made it grow up over Jonah to give shade for his head.To ease his discomfort. And Jonah was very happy about the plant. But at dawn,
次日黎明，神却安排一颗种子咬这蓖麻，以致 枯槁。日头出来的时候，神安排摘热的东风，日头暴晒耶拿的头，使他发昏，他就为自己求死说，我死了比活着好还好。神对耶拿说，你因这颗蓖麻发怒合乎理吗？他说，我发怒与至于死都合乎理。耶和华说，这蓖麻不是你栽种的，也不是你栽被培养的，一夜发生，一夜干死，你尚且爱惜，何况这尼尼微大臣，其中不能分辨左右手的有12万多人，并有许多牲畜，我岂能不爱惜呢？
But at the dawn of the next day, God provided worm which chewed the plant so that it withered. When the sun rose, God provided a scorching east wind, and the sun blazed on Jonah's head so that he grew faint. He wanted to die and said, it would be better for me to die than to live. But God said to Jonah, is this right for you to be angry about the plant? It is, he said, and I'm so angry I wish I were dead. But the Lord said, you have been concerned about this plant, though you did not tend it or make it grow. It sprang up overnight and died overnight. And should I not have concern for the great city of Nineveh, in which there are more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right from their left, and also many animals?
我岂能不爱惜呢?
And so, should I have not concern about the great city of Nineveh?
愿神赐福讲的跟听他话语的人。
May Lord bless those who speak and listen to him.
自从疫情大爆发以来，我们整个住的世界变了。
Since the outbreak of the epidemic, the world we live have changed greatly.
而且不是个小小的变化，而是大的变化。
It's not some small change. It changed greatly.
而且这个变化是突然的变化。
And this change is so all of a sudden and so abrupt.
所以人就人心慌意乱，措手不及。
So people are really panic and unprepared.
我们的生活方式被迫改变。
And our lifestyle has been forced to change.
当然教会也受到影响。
Of course, our church also are impacted.
教会改用网上聚会。
Many churches switch to online gatherings.
信徒的焦点已经不再是有没有聚会啊。
The focus of believers are no longer whether they are gathering or not.
而是重新要反省教会的使命是什么。
But to reflect on the missions of the church.
在危机中，神并没有停止工作。
In this crisis, Lord did not stop working.
他仍然向我们说话。
He still speaks to us.
他一直向人呼召与他同工。
He has been calling people to work with him.
面对困境的时候，让人重新将眼光放在上帝。
During the epidemic, and he really wants to refocus people on God.
宣教策略跟方法也当然也会有所变化。
Of course, the mission strategies and methods.Also need to be changed accordingly.
过去的宣教是从西到东，从东到西。
In the past, missions were from the west to the west.
可是现在被迫改成什么呢？从每一个地方到另外每一个地方。
But now they are forced to change from everywhere to everywhere.
我们要善加利用这个科技全球，让基督徒们彼此的同工。
We must make good use of the technology to enable Christians all over the world to work together to fulfill this great mission.
就是让神的大使命早日完成。
And which is, we want to accomplish the great mission early.
那今天是我们教会新教育的第一个主日。
Today is the first Sunday of our mission month.
我就特别选这段的经文跟大家一起思考。
I particularly select these.Verses to share with everyone.
就是从第四章
is book of Jonah, chapter 4.
那这本书是关于上帝呼召先知耶拿到尼尼微城传福音的故事。
This book records the story of God calling the prophet Jonah to preach his gospel in Nineveh.
开始的时候，耶拿并不顺服神。
In the very beginning, Jonah really did not submit himself to God.
他想尽办法逃避，但是上帝还是抓住他。
And he really wanted to escape, but the Lord still captured him.
最后出于无奈，他就来到尼尼微城。
And finally, he had no choice but to come to the city of Nineveh.
上帝是拯救了尼尼微全城的人。
God saved the entire city of Nineveh.
照理来讲说，耶拿应该很高兴。
Of course, Jonah should be happy.
但是圣经说耶拿大大的不高兴。
But the Bible said Jonah was not happy at all.
反而抱怨上帝为什么要拯救这个罪恶的城市。
Instead, he complained why God did not destroy this fallen city.
第四章是整本书的最后一章。
Chapter 4 is the last chapter of the book.
也是唯一神跟耶拿对话的一章。
And it is the only chapter where there is a dialogue between God and Jonah.
他们之间的对话是很紧张的。
Their dialogue seems like very tense.
上帝用蓖麻树的故事。
Lord used the story of the leafy tree, a leafy plant.
要让他明白上帝是怎么样的一位神。
To let him understand what kind of God the Lord is.
同时要让他看到自己的丑陋跟自己的败坏的本性。
And in the meantime, to see Jonah's own ugliness and corrupt nature.
神可以用很多的事物向我们说话。
Lord can use many things to speak to us.
也透过许多的事物来教导我们，教训我们。
And use many different things to teach us.
有时候透过像疾病、灾难。
Sometimes use diseases, disasters.
有时候用动物跟植物。
Sometimes use animals and plants.
耶拿对于差遣他宣教的神应该有更深刻的认识。
Jonah should have a profound understanding about the God who sent him.
也应该知道什么叫做宣教。
He should also understand what is called a mission.
因为他经历过三次上帝的教训。
Because he experienced God teaching three times.
他经历过上帝在暴风雨中的管教。
He experienced God's discipline in the storm.
也经历在大鱼的肚子中的垂死的管教。
He experienced that dying experience inside the big fish's belly.
他也经历到上帝透过一棵蓖麻树的管教。
And experienced God's discipline through a leafy plant.
那些都是上帝的安排。
Those are all the arrangement of God.
为的是要让他明白什么叫宣教。
So he can understand what his mission about.
也让他知道你到底是谁。
Also make him understand who he is.
耶拿所处的年代算是一个太平盛世的时代。
Jonah lived in a peaceful and a prosperous time.
但是从先知何西阿跟那个摩西的眼光里面不是这样子。
But the prophets Hosea and Amos declared that Israel is not like this.
反而他那个是以色列处于一种社会、道德、宗教最衰败的状态。
Israel was in the state of a social, moral, and religious decline.
耶拿跟以色列民一样。
And Jonah just like all the Israelis.
因为以为说上帝的选民。
Because they are the chosen people.
所以自认为是个最优秀的民族。
And they consider themselves the best.
他们因此就轻看外邦的民族。
They despise all the Gentile nations.
而且当时候的尼尼微城到处是拜偶像。
At that time, the city of Nineveh worshipped idols all over the place.
而且称那个城市是个罪恶之城。
That is a city of sin.
当然就被以色列人所排斥。
Of course, it was rejected by the Israelis.
第四章的一开始。
In the beginning of chapter 4,
愤怒的耶拿想要看看尼尼微的时期到了。
The angry Jonah wants to see the death of the city of Nineveh.
所以他为自己搭建了一个很简单的棚子。
So he built a simple shelter for himself.
他希望从他的瞭望台好好欣赏上帝到底怎么样惩罚这个尼尼微城。
So he wants to see from his simple shelter to witness how God is going to punish this city of Nineveh.
结果他在那里等着又等着。
He was waiting and waiting.
他不仅没有看到尼尼微城被毁灭。
He not only he did not see the destruction of the city of Nineveh.
反而看到他心爱的蓖麻树在刹那之间就枯干了。
Rather, he saw his beloved leafy plant died in a moment.
而且自己又被东风晒得闷得要死。
And he almost fainted to the scorching east wind.
所以他跟上帝说，上帝说，我要死啊。
So he told God, said, I want to die.
到底神要告诉他什么？
So what exactly Lord wanted to tell him?
他被呼召要去尼尼微城宣教的。
He was called to go to Nineveh to do the mission.
神要透过这个蓖麻的故事来教导他宣教的意义。
Lord wanted to use the experience of the leafy plant to let him understand what the true meaning of mission.
这个故事对现在疫情中的我们有怎么样的信息？
So this story tells us what kind of message during this pandemic.
这是我们今天要思考的。
This is what we're going to contemplate today.
这一段经文告诉我们，他们的对话里头，上帝告诉我们宣教的意义。
During this, between this dialogue between God and Jonah, it tells us the meaning of mission.
第一个告诉我们说，宣教是神爱的目的。
First, it wants to tell us mission is God's purpose for loving you.
所以我们要分享福音。
So we need to share gospel.
这段经文一开始讲到说，这是耶拿大大的不悦，而且是发怒。
In the beginning of this passage, it says, "But to Jonah, this seemed very wrong, and he became angry."
到底是什么事让他恼怒成羞呢？
What on earth made him so angry?
是因为神不降灾于尼尼微城？
Is it because God did not send disaster to the people of Nineveh?
神确实说过，尼尼微继续作恶的时候，一定会得到灾祸。
God did say that Nineveh would be in disaster if they continued to do evil.
但是如果他们悔改归向神的时候，神就不降灾。
But if they truly repent, Lord will regret.
很讽刺的是，
It's very ironic.
尼尼微城的人罪恶被除去了。
The sins of the people in Nineveh have been removed.
但是在耶拿的心中还存在着那个恶。
But the sins still stay in Jonah's heart.
尼尼微城的人因为被拯救欢喜快乐，但是耶拿却生气。
The people of Nineveh were very happy, but Jonah was very angry.
而且甚至说他说他要死。
And even to the extent he said, "I want to die."
那这个是很多么不相称的一个画面。
So what a contrast!
请问耶拿发怨言是合理的吗？
Is this reasonable for Jonah to complain?
他前几天才刚刚经历到上帝的恩拯救。
He had just experienced God's salvation a few days ago.
在第二章前面告诉我们说，他在蚁的肚子里面三天三夜感谢赞美上帝。
In chapter 2, he told us that he was in the belly of a big fish, and he was giving thanks to the Lord for 3 days and 3 nights.
可是现在他竟然把神的救恩忘得一干二净。
But now he completely forgot Lord's salvation.
等于就是前面的欢乐，然后现在的报那个怒气，真的是不成正比。
So what his thanks give to Lord and at this moment his angriness really showed a big contrast.
好，那个耶拿就好像耶稣所讲的那个恶仆。
So Jonah is just like the evil servant Lord talked about.
自己得到了债主的宽恕。
But he was forgiven by Lord for his huge debt.
而且免了天文数字的债务。
His debt is so big, it's astronomical.
可是他却要追究那欠他小额贷款的人。
Yet he won't forgive those people who owe him very small debt.
他毫无怜悯的心肠。
He has no mercy towards those people.
主耶稣基督在那个比喻中就对那个恶仆的人说。
So Lord said to that evil servant.
他说：“你不应该连续你的同伴向我连续你吗？”
But Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?
耶拿完全不明白神恩典的意思。
Jonah really have no clue what the meaning of Lord mercy.
他反而向神祷告说：“耶和华，我在本国的时候，你不是这样说过吗？”
He said that Lord, when you, in the beginning of this chapter, he said, Lord, you have told me before.
你我知道你是有恩典有怜悯的神。
I know you are God of compassion, you are gracious and a compassionate God.
而且你是不轻易发怒，而且有丰盛的慈爱的神。
You are also the Lord which is slow to anger and abounding in love.
而且后悔不降所受的灾，所受的灾。
And a God who relents from sending calamity.
所以我就骑士的逃往他斯城去。
So I escaped to the fleeing to the city of Tarshish.
这个圣经里面描述的非常 有意思哈。
So it's a quite interesting picture.
他说他在祷告的时候发怒的祷告。
When he prayed, he is praying full of angry.
那他的祷告是有一种埋怨的祷告。
When he prayed, he is full of complaining.
我不知道你曾经有没有这样的祷告过。
I wonder if you ever prayed in such a way.
请问你这样的埋怨的祷告、发怒的祷告，上帝会听吗？
I wonder if the Lord were listening to your prayer when you're in such a way of angriness or complaining.
在耶拿的观念里头,
in Jonah's mind,
神是真的有恩典有怜悯。
Lord is full of grace and mercy.
他真的是有爱而且是不轻易发怒。
He's really full of love.And slow to anger.
但是他认为这个是针对以色列人讲的。
But he said this is really only for Israelis.
他忘了这个是，他忘了神怎么样向亚伯拉罕应许说，福音是向整个全世界而说的。
But he forgot that the Lord had made the covenant with with Abraham really for the people all over the world, universal.
因为他曾经向那亚伯拉罕说，地上的万国都必因你的后裔得福。
And he said that through your offsprings, all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me.
他应该认识神是一个普世的救主。
And the knowing Lord is a universal Lord, King.
神关怀的是整个世界，而不是指某一个种族。
Lord cared about the whole world rather than just one particular tribe.
耶拿只记得什么呢?
What Jonah had remembered?
他只记得说再等四十天，再等四十天。
Jonah only remembered, I'm going to wait another 40 days. Another 40 days.
四十天以后呢，尼尼微城一定会那个倾覆了。
So in 40 days, the city of Nineveh will be completely destroyed.
他只记得上帝的咒诅。
He only remembered the curse of a Our Lord.
但是他忘了神在背后的恩典。
He forgot what's the grace and mercy of our Lord.
如果尼尼微城不悔改，
if the city of Nineveh has not repented,
他们的结局一定是灭亡。
Their destiny must be destruction.
但是他们如果肯回我那个转向神悔改的话，
if they are willing to turn around towards the Lord and willing to to repent,
神必转意不发烈怒。
So the Lord will relent and will show the mercy.
不会把他所说的灾祸降给他们。
Won't put the disaster upon those people.
可惜耶拿看不到神要他看的。
Too bad Jonah did not see what the Lord wanted him to see.
再等四十天，事实上只不过是等几天。
Even though he said I'm going to wait another 40 days, really only a few days.
因为那是神的工作。
Because that's God's work.
因为尼尼微城彻底的悔改。
Because completely repent of the city of Nineveh.
神就拯救了他们。
So Lord saved them.
这是上帝的奇异恩典。
This is the amazing grace of our God.
当尼尼微城的人欢喜庆祝上帝的那个拯救的时候，
When the city of Nineveh rejoiced and celebrated Lord's salvation.
那耶拿就向上帝祷告说：“耶和华，现在求你取我的命啊，因为我死了比活着还好。”
And Jonah prayed to the Lord, "Now, O Lord, take away my life, for it is better for me to die than to live."
他以为死就可以解脱了。
Because he think His death will liberate him.
实际上就是他的逃避。
Actually, this is a way of escaping.
记得以利亚的故事吗？
Do you remember the story of Elijah?
他在加密山上打倒了450个假先知。
When he defeated 450 false prophet.
却因为皇后耶洗别的一句恐吓，就是恐吓令，他就逃跑了。
But because one threat from the queen, he escaped.
他就在一棵的树下向神求死说。
And under one tree, he asked Lord, said, "I want to die."
他说：“耶和华罢了。
”Lord, it's over.
求你取我的生命，因为我不是你我的列祖。
Lord, please take my life. Take away my life, for it is better for me to die than to live.
耶拿跟以利亚都是蒙大恩之后生气而求死。
Both of Elijah and Jonah, they all want to seek death after they are being saved.
他们这样是不对的。
What they did all wrong.
但是哪这两个哪一个比较合理呢？
Which one is a little bit more reasonable?
那或者是值得同情呢？
Or worthy a little bit more sympathy?
很多人觉得应该以利亚比耶拿好。
Most people think that Elijah deserve a little bit more sympathy than Jonah.
耶拿的心胸狭窄。
Jonah has very narrow-minded.
因为神饶恕了他，但是他不饶恕别人。
So for Lord have forgiven him, yet he does not forgive anybody else.
他蒙神的赦免，自己却不赦免别人。
And he was forgiven by Lord, but he did not forgive anyone else.
请问我们有没有这样的基督徒？
I just wonder if any Christian here just behave like this.
我们应该要求上帝的怜悯。
We really need to ask Lord mercy.
表示说我们的悔改的恩跟感恩的心不相称。
Because if we don't do so, that would we have claimed to, that we got the grace and is not matching to how we should forgive other people.
耶拿向神发了很长的牢骚之后。
After complaining to the Lord for a long time,
神并没有痛骂他。
Lord did not despise him.
那只简单的跟他说：“你这样发怒合乎理吗？”
So he simply just said, "Is it right for you to be angry?"
神以问话来促使他切实的一个反省。
Lord used this question to wake him up, to ask him to reflect on himself.
让他回想这几天发生的事。
Ask him to rethink about what happened in the last few days.
他不是见证过救恩是出于耶和华吗？
He has witnessed that salvation really come out of Jehovah.
神保全了他的性命。
Lord saved his life.
现在怎么又厌恶性命还要自杀呢？
Why he's now so sick of his life, he wanted to kill himself.
神拯救他的目的是什么？
So what exactly is the purpose that the Lord saved him?
不是为了拯救别人，就像神拯救他自己吗？
Actually, Lord, the purpose is really just like save him, just like saving everybody else's life.
今天我们已经蒙上帝的恩典。
So Lord, today we have been really graced by our God.
我们应该存着感恩的心。
We should be full of a heart of thanksgiving.
我们要回应上帝的爱。
We need to respond to the love of Christ.
像主耶稣基督那样的关心周围的人。
Just like a Christ to care about the people around us.
这个故事里面告诉我们的第二个宣教的意义是什么？
The second meaning the story tells us.
就是宣教是参与永恒性的工程。
Mission is to participate in the eternal mission.
那所以要把握机会。
So seize the opportunity.
神问耶拿发那么大的牢骚合理吗？
God asked Jonah, "Is this reasonable for him to make such a big complaint?"
他没有回答。
Jonah did not answer.
但是他自己先怎么样？他逃离往城的东边去。
First, he fled to the east of the city.
他在那里为自己搭了一座棚。
Where he pitched a tent for himself.
然后在自己的棚里面应下观赏神怎么样要消灭那个尼尼微城。
And then sat in the shade of the tent to watch how God will destroy the city of Nineveh.
他一直等了半天都等不到。
He waited for a long time. He did not see any movement.
很像没有看到任何的动静。
He see nothing happens.
只见到蓖麻吸引了他的目眼光。
He only see the leafy plant which attracted his attention.
而且这个蓖麻长得很快，而且高过他的头。
The leafy plant grows so fast it was taller than himself.
而且这个影子遮盖了他头上的草棚。
And it sheltered the top of his shirt. It's growing so tall that it covered the shelter.
哇，他感觉哇非常的舒服啊。
He felt so good.
哇，他觉得说很像这一棵树在俯视着他。
He felt like this tree really is serving him well.
哇，他心烦意乱，这个是他最需要的。
When he's in this kind of a messy situation, this is really what he needs.
可是他这个好景不长。
But the good time really did not last.
因为在第二天的一大早。
In the early morning the next day,
神安排了一条虫。
Lord arranged a worm.
咬这个蓖麻树。
Chewed the leafy plant.
然后马上就枯干了。
And the plant withered right away.
更糟糕的是可怕的东风啊吹来了。
Even worse,that the scorching east wind blowing at him.
使耶拿的头无法忍受。
And he really cannot bear it.
所以他就在那个时候就开始向神发牢骚。
So starting from that moment, he started complaining to God.
他第二次向上帝求死。
Second time, he asked God to let him die.
他这次是比第一次更生气了。
So he's even angrier than the first time.
他不是没有想到。
He never thought.
上帝特别安排这个啊，蓖麻，还有虫子，还有热风。
He never thought that the Lord has specifically arranged the leafy plant, the insects, and the hot air.
要看看耶拿关心的到底是什么。
Want to know what really Jonah cares about?
是蓖麻所带来的暂时的舒适呢
？Is that the comfortableness provided by the the temporary comfortableness provided by the leafy plant?
还是因为尼尼城人的悔改，他们让他心情快乐。
Or is it because the repent of the city of Nineveh to make him happy?
神要让他知道，你关心的是神的事，还是关乎你自己的事
？Lord want him to know that what he really cares is about himself or about what's his mission.
你关心的是你暂时性的事吗？还是永恒性的事
Do you really care about something temporary or something eternal?
到底是人重要呢，还是东西重要
？Is it more important for people or is it some things? Which one is more important?
耶拿之所以无法忍受
，the reason that Jonah cannot bear was it?
因为他将自己的民族的历史的仇恨带到上帝的运动中。
Because he brings his historical hatred into the Lord's mission.
他患上属灵的近视眼。
He had his short-sightedness of a spiritual life.
他那个带着民族主义。
He has carried enormous of a nationalism.
导致于他对上帝的旨意有错误的理解。
So which leads to him to have a different or actually wrong conception.Of God's mission.
他这个也是他对一些问题的看法失去了公正。
That's what caused him to look at things in an unbiased way.
实际上，他也患了属灵的骄傲症。
And also he has suffered this proudness in his spiritual life.
使他觉得尼尼微城是该死的。
Which makes him think that the city of Nineveh deserved to die.
他只是光有自己的国家的那个民主观，但是没有神的国度观。
So he only has his own sense of his own country perspective, rather than the Lord the universal perspective.
他爱的是自己的国家，而不爱神所爱的万民。
He loves his own country, not the people of the all of the world, which the Lord loves.
而且更糟糕的是
，even worse.
他希望自己的喜怒也是成为上帝的喜怒。
He wants his happiness and his angerness also will be Lord's happiness and angerness.
他希望自己的偏好也是上帝的偏好。
He wants his own bias is also Lord's bias.
他甚至把自己所不喜欢的、不讨厌的对象，要求上帝跟他一起来不喜欢。
Even worse, that he wants Lord to follow him, the dislike the things which he dislike.
也就是他希望上帝以耶拿自己的标准为标准。
He wants Lord to use his way perspective as Lord's perspective.
他希望上帝跟着他。
He wants Lord to follow him.
否则他就不高兴。
Otherwise, he won't be happy.
所以他就用死来威胁上帝。
So he used the death to threaten God.
他的行为就像不成熟的小孩子啊。
His behavior just like an immature juvenile.
动不动就生气。
And you know, and throw a tantrum randomly.
你有没有看到在你家里的小孩子，如果动不动就生气，说"我不要回家了"，你会怎么样
？So sometimes you see your own children, you know, sometimes throw a tantrum, say, "I'm not going home anymore."
那有的甚至青少年用那个自杀来威胁父母亲。
Some youth will use suicide to threaten their parents.
那这就是耶拿。
This is what Jonah was.
神透过他所安排的这三个东西。
Through these three things, three things that the Lord have arranged.
那就是蓖麻、虫子跟热火、热风。
Which are leafy plants, insects, and hot air.
让他认识这位差遣他的神是怎么样的宣教的神。
So let Jonah understand what kind of a missionary father he is.
那他是至高的真神。
He is a holy father.
那他是一个全能的创造者。
He is the almighty creator.
因为他说有就有，命立就立。
For he spoke and it come to be.He commands and it stood firm.
神要安排什么就有什么。
What he arranges and it will happen.
他要用谁就要用谁。
Whoever he wants to use and he will use them.
不是耶拿要怎样，要神怎么样。
It's not Jonah wants God to do.
主权完全在乎神。
The sovereignty really in the hand of God.
因为包括时空也都在上帝的手里。
Which including time and space.
神可以在一刹那之间做他所要做的。
Lord can accomplish what he wants to do in a moment.
他也可以在刹那之间收回他不要不喜悦的事。
And also he can withdraw and destroy the things which he dislike in a moment.
弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters，
我们的生命是非常有限的。
Our life is very limited.
而且时间不在我们的手中。
And our life and the time is not in our own hand.
所以我们要好好的珍惜时光。
So we should cherish the life which we are living.
我们要做的事情很多。
We need to do many, many things.
但是有意义的事情不见得多。
Not all of them are very meaningful.
什么是有意义的事呢？
So what is the meaningful thing?
就是可以在神跟人面前有价值的事。
And those are things which are valuable in front of God and in front of people.
而且是存到永永远远的事。
And also the things which can be everlasting.
如果今天你不被神所用，
if today Lord does not use you,
那要等到什么时候呢？
When are you going to wait to?
让我们把握今天的机会。
Let us seize the opportunity today.
参与神永恒性的工程。
Participating in the eternal project of our Lord.
那第三个，这里讲到宣教是神所看重的。
The number three, that mission is what Lord focus on.
那所以我们要完全的顺服他。
So we must obey Lord's calling.
耶拿书是一个关于回应上帝呼召的故事。
The book of Jonah is a story about responding to God's calling.
当然不甘心顺服于神的呼召。
Of course, if you are unwilling to obey Lord's calling,
就会产生一个苦读跟抱怨
will result in bitterness and complaints.
耶拿就是这样子。
Jonah is one of them.
他要硬着颈项。
Jonah stiffened his neck.
竟然要跟上帝来辩论。
And actually argued with God.
他自认为他的理由充分。
He believed that he has good reasons.
所以他就硬到底，永不低头。
He wants to be wants to stubborn and never compromise.
他情愿用死来表明他的决心。
He's willing to die to show his determination.
后来耶和华对他说。
Later, Lord told him.
他这里说，这蓖麻不是你栽种的。
You have. Actually, I'm going to read the whole thing. Okay. So, but the Lord said, "You have been concerned about this plant. Though you did not tend it or make it grow, it sprang up overnight and died overnight.
因为一夜发生，一夜干死，你尚且还爱惜。
Though you did not tend it or make it grow, it sprang up overnight and died overnight.
这个时候，耶和华耐心地为约拿分析他的怒气。
At this moment, our Lord patiently analyzed his anger.
你知道神等于在告诉他什么吗？
Do you know what the Lord is telling him?
神等于告诉他说，你爱惜这个蓖麻。
Lord told him, you cherish this leafy plant.
不过是贪图暂时的舒服而已。
For it to give you a short-term comfort.
它对你到底有什么多少的价值呢？
How much is it worth to you?
你对它的需要只不过是一时的。
Your need for it is only temporary.
你爱惜的其实不是它，而是你自己。
The one you care really not the plant but yourself.
你所得到的都是恩典，你领受了，应该感谢上帝。
Everything you have received is mercy and grace. You should be thankful for it.
但是如果失去了，你也当顺服神。
But if you lose it, you still have to obey God.
因为祝福在乎神，收起也在乎神。
Because blessing is up to Lord, and withdraw it also up to God.
你怎么会发怒以至于死呢？
Why do you be so angry that you want to die?
那是神要告诉他的信息。
That's what the Lord wants to tell him.
耶和华继续对约拿说。
And the Lord continued to tell Jonah.
告诉他说，何况这尼尼微城大城，其中不能分辨左右手的有12万多人，并有许多牲畜，我岂能不爱惜呢？
And should I not have concern for the great city of Nineveh, in which there are more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hand from their left, and also many animals?
不能分辨左右手，可能是指儿童。
For when Lord said the people who cannot tell right from left, he refers probably to children.
那也可能是指没有受过教育的人。
Maybe those people who are undereducated.
但是如果连牲畜神也爱惜的话，
But if the animals the Lord still care,
那何况是不能分辨左右手的人呢？
How about let alone the people who cannot distinguish from left and right?
这些都是神的创造。
These are all creation of God.
也是上帝爱的对象。
Also the object which the Lord loves.
神怎么能够忍心毁灭他们呢？
Lord really do not want to destroy them.
上帝的回答是要约拿从神的眼光来看尼尼微城。
So Lord answered, really want him to look at the city of Nineveh from Lord's perspective.
要他跨过种族的恩怨。
Want him to really leave over the tribalism.
要他越过文化的藩篱。
And want him to cross the barrier of culture.
要叫他越过社会阶层的限制。
And want him to break the restriction of their caste.
约拿的种族优越感跟自大。
And the Jonah's the proudness of his own nations and his proudness.
使他看不到神要他看的。
Made him impossible to see what Lord wants him to see.
使他没有办法爱神要他爱的。
Which made him impossible to love those.Once the Lord wanted him to love.
使他没有办法关心神要他关心的。
And to care for those people that the Lord wanted him to care.
今天的基督徒。
Today our Christians.
我们应该要有基督的国度的眼光。
We should have the perspective of a Christ.
那耶稣看见许多的人。
When Jesus see many, many people.
就怜悯他们。
So showed mercy towards them.
因为他们困苦流离如同羊。没有牧人一般。
They are suffering just like sheep without a shepherd.
耶拿书的最后一节。
The last verse of the book of Jonah.
那神以问话对他说：“我岂能不爱惜呢？”
God told him by questioning, "And should I not have concern for the great city of Nineveh?"
那个，请问耶拿有没有回答呢？
The question is, did Jonah answer?
他这次没有话讲。
This time he has nothing to say.
相信神以他的爱跟关怀平息了他的怒气。
We're sure that the Lord, through His love and His caring, calmed him.
他后来往哪里去？圣经没有交代。
Where Jonah went afterwards, Bible did not tell us.
但是至少耶拿已经明白神的心意是什么。
But at least Jonah knows what the Lord, the true purpose for him.
就是神爱世人。
Is the Lord love everyone?
到了新约，我们就更加明白。
When we come to New Testament, we'll know even more.
神爱世人，具体的在耶稣基督的身上表现出来。
Lord loved the people, really being manifested through Jesus Christ.
约翰福音三章十六节告诉我们。
Book John, chapter 3, verse 16 tells us.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life.
我们当祈求神打开我们心灵的眼睛。
We should ask God to open our eyes.
然后扩展我们的宣教视野。
Expand our missionary horizons.
看看我们身边的尼尼微人。
To see where the Ninevites around us.
也求神打开我们心灵的耳朵。
And we ask Lord to open our ears.
能够听见他们的声音。
And can hear their voice.
并且对神说：“主啊，我当做什么？”
And said to Lord, Lord, what should I do?
弟兄姐妹，在疫情的冲击之下，我们能做什么？
Brothers and sisters, under the impact of the epidemic, what can we do in the Great Commission?
第一个就是我们要为万民得救祷告。
First, we need to pray for the salvation of all nations.
在疫情期间，我们在宣教上很多的不便。
During the epidemic, there's many inconveniences for us to do the Great Commission.
我们也不能够直接进入到福音的工厂。
We cannot enter the place which we need to serve.
但至少你可以做一有一项的工作。
But there's one thing at least you can do.
而且这工作是不受到时间空间的限制。
And the thing you can do is not limited by time nor space.
这个工作是每个人可以做的，就是祷告。
This thing which everybody can do, that is pray.
我们被迫在家里，可以有更多的时间为宣教的机构、宣教士祷告。
When we are constrained at home.We have more time to pray for the missionary and the missionary organizations.
也为整个万民的得救来祷告。
We pray for the salvation of the old nations.
不要小看你的个人的祷告。
Don't estimate your own prayer.
神能够使用你的祷告来翻转这个世界。
Lord can use your prayer to turn the world upside down.
那保罗他自己也讲过说，我劝你第一要为万人恳求。
Paul said, I urge then,First of all, that request,
祷告祈求和祝谢
request prayer, intercession, and thanksgiving be made.
为君王跟一切在位的也该如此
For kings and all those in authority,
使我们可以敬虔端正平安无事的度日
that we may live peacefully and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness.
那这是好的，在神我们救主面前可蒙喜悦悦纳的。
This is good and please God, our Savior, who wants all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth.
也他愿万人得救，明白真道。
He wants everybody to be saved and understand the truth.
第二，我们能做什么呢？
Second, what can we do?
我们要跟人分享福音。
Share the good news with the others.
疫情凸显了网络跟通讯科技的功能。
Through an epidemic, we understand.Internet really is important.
那世界各地许多的事工都改用线上交流的方式。
And the whole of the world, the old kind of communication is through the online.
那直播的崇拜透过 Zoom 这些来开展事工跟处理事务。
So our missionary activities are going through use Zoom.
那这种新的教会的聚会的形式，在未来可能会继续的进行。
This new kind of a gathering and worship probably going to continue in the foreseeable future.
这是对教会来说是一个新的事工。
And to church, this is a new kind of ministry.
也应该是新的一个策略。
And a new strategy.
所以我们的教会应该早早准备。
And our church needed to prepare for it.
而且做得更好。
And do better.
我们教会里面很多都是懂这个科技的人。
In our church, many people are technological savvy.
那他们可以利用这些那个是那个啊通讯的科技跟网络来传扬福音。
So they can use these kind of communication tools to spread and share gospels all over.
圣经告诉我们说，但圣灵降临在你们身上。你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
Yeah, Book of Acts, chapter 1:8 said, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes to you on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth."
当然，网络有很多不该看的东西，我们要分辨。
Of course, there are many, many things we should not access on the web.
我们要知道怎么样的东西是对我们有帮助，对我们的灵有帮助，而且分享给别人。
We should be able to discern what is on the web can help us and we can share with other people.
那第三个我们能做什么呢
？And number three, what can we do?
我们用生命影响生命。
We affect life with life.
在疫情期间，许多人不得不正重新思考人生的问题。
During the epidemic, many people have no choice but to rethink what's the purpose of life.
到底生跟死是什么意思
？What's exactly meaning of life?
到底短暂跟永恒是什么意思
？What exactly means for the short and eternal?
到底我们生命的根基或者是方向在哪里
？What is the exactly foundation and our direction of our life?
到底什么是我真正最重要的事
？And ultimately, what's most important to me?
人们面对死亡威胁的时候
，When they're facing the threat of death,
教会要为他们指出那个信心跟盼望。
Church need to point out their hope and their faith.
我们要把握机会，向这些对死亡的恐怖的那个感到恐慌、恐惧的人，要给他们希望来。
The church need to seize the opportunity to share the gospel with those people who are afraid of death, who have concern about death.
他们要透过你的生命看到你的平安跟喜乐。
Through your peace and your joy, they can witness God.
他们透过你生命中充满了盼望来羡慕上帝的福音。
They will admire God through the joy and the peace in your own life.
那在圣经里面那个耶稣告诉我们。
In Bible, Jesus tells us,
他说你们的光也当照样在这儿照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给在天上的父。
In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven.
在这个时刻，我们的生命有发出上帝的光吗？
In this moment, did you shed the light for your our Heavenly Father.
你的光就是今天社会所需要的光。
The light you shed is what the light need today in our society.
我们能做什么在这段期间
？What can we do? What should we do during this?
就是以奉献参与宣教。
And participate in mission with dedication.
疫情期间，宣教士跟宣教机构往往是被孤立而且被忽略的。
And during this epidemic, the missionary and missionary organization are isolated and they are ignored. When many churches cannot attend, physically attend a gathering, not gathering in the church, physical church, and the offering also equally impacted.
在这个疫情期间，很多教会的财政面临很多危机。
And during this epidemic, many churches' finances are facing difficulties.
那更何况是那些宣教工厂的那个宣教士。
Not to say for those people who are in the first line to the missionary and missionary workers.
我们已经听到好几个宣教工厂已经关闭，或者是宣教士撤退。
We heard many missionary organizations closed, and missionaries are withdrawing.
那这个现象不是上帝所乐意看到的。
This is not what the Lord wants to see.
因为神要我们把福音传遍天下，而不是把福音关起来。
And Lord wants us to spread His word to the end of the earth instead of closing them somewhere else.
所以这些宣教士跟宣教机构，基督徒有责任的。
For those missionaries and missionary organizations, we Christians have our own responsibility.
我们奉献是用在上帝的神国的需要。
Our offering is for the need for the kingdom.
那其实我们所有的都是从神来的。
Actually, everything we have come from God.
那圣经讲了说，少种的少收，多种的多收。
And the Bible says, whoever sows sparingly will be reaping sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously.
而且他也特别圣经在使徒行传第20章35说，施比受更为有福。
And more in the Bible, Acts 20:35 says, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
即使我们奉献在宣教这个工厂的那些金钱、时间、精力，都是带给更多的祝福的人。
So, what we give to those people at the, to be the missionary in the missionary organization, really as a people who are blessed by God.
即使我们的奉献也是这样的，施比受更为有福。
Actually, for our offering, just like Bible said, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
疫情期间我们能做什么呢？最后我的分享是投身本地宣教。
And the last point, what we can do during this epidemic for mission? Dedicated to local missions.
宣教不一定能够往外地去。
And it's not necessarily to go to missions out to other places.
可能上帝透过这个疫情要让我们关心现在本地的宣教。
Probably through this through this epidemic, Lord may want us to do missions in our local area around us.
圣经说，要收的庄稼多，但是做工的人少，所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
And in the book of Luke, chapter 10, verse 2 says, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field.
耶稣差遣70个人出去，不是到罗马。
Jesus sent out 70 people. He did not send them to Rome.
也没有差遣他们到尼尼微城。
Did not send them to the city of Nineveh.
更没有把他们差遣到埃及的地方去传。
Did not send them to Egypt either.
而是到附近的城镇跟村庄传福音。
Rather, to send them to the nearby cities and the towns to spread his words.
其实他们身边有许多需要拯救的人。
And as a matter of fact, many people around us need to be saved.
今天在我们的身边也有很多朋友。Today,
among us, we have many, many friends.
就像你公司的同事。Like
your colleagues in your company.
包括你的家人。Including
your family, your relatives.
还有一些特殊的群体。And
other special groups.
今天校园很多还没有信主的人。And
our campuses, there are many non-believers.
社区里面有很多还没有信主的人。
Now, community, still, there are many non-believers.
那还有很多无家可归的人。
And there are lots of homeless people.
我们应该要透过跨文化的那个宣教来关心他们。
And through crossing the cross-culture, we need to care about them.
我们很多地方可以在本地做宣教。
We can do lots of missions locally.
我们教会也为当地的警察做了很多口罩，也是一个参与宣教事工。
Our church made many masks for our policemen in our area. That's also kind of a mission.
我知道有人亲自参与那个为那个无家可归的人送饭。
I also know that we have members to deliver food for those homeless.
这些在我们旁边的人都是尼尼微人。
These are the people who are around us also as the Ninevians.
祷告神,
we want to pray to the Lord.
我们要向神说我能做什么?
Lord, what can I do for you?
求神带领我们的教会。
May the Lord lead our church.
让我们的教会继续参与宣教事工。
Let our church to participate in the Great Commission.
我们现在